Welcome to CFRI Cystic Fibrosis Community Voices, a video podcast series created by and for the cystic fibrosis community.
Hi, my name is Casey Schumacher. I own my own salon. This is A Cut Above. Welcome. I live in San Francisco. I'm 23 years old and I have cystic fibrosis. I wanted to be a cosmetologist ever since I was little. I pondered other careers too. I've wanted to be a detective, I wanted to be an animal cop, I wanted to be a veterinarian, and then I did a 180 and I wanted to do cosmetology. I worked very, very hard to become where I'm at today, and it's shown from my personality and in my career and passion. And I'm my own boss, so I get to make my own schedule, I listen to myself, and I have fun at work. It's a lot of work. I have to do a lot of stuff just to maintain the salon and keep it up running. And some of my favorite experiences in this profession is one, having a color line as Alpha Park Milano and being in a team of them. They're so fun and creative, and I love everybody with them. And also color melting, which is a bunch of bright, fun colors just melted in your hair. It's so cool. I love it. I've always been open about having CF with others. I've always been very upfront when I meet people saying that I have this disease and it's part of my life, because it is a part of my life. And since they're going to be a part of my life, I want them to accept me for who I am. One of the challenges of having CF and being a business owner is that I last year was very, very sick and had to be hospitalized and had to shut down my salon for that. My CF team and some of my cosmetology teachers did have concerns about me being a cystic fibrosis person and being a cosmetologist, but I didn't let them get me down. I still persevered and I'm doing what I love every day. Me having CF and being a cosmetologist, the way it affects me is when I was in school, we had to do all operations. So I had to do a lot of chemicals, and I came across perms, and I noticed that it was very harsh on my lungs, and I would have to go away and cough a lot. So I now, being a cosmetologist, licensed cosmetologist, I stay away from perms so that I can live a happy life and a healthy life. And I've had a color line that is all natural, so I've switched to that, and it's been very, very helpful to me and my health. Exposure of chemicals, I try to be very, very cautious about it. I have one of those CF masks that if I have harsh chemicals, I will wear it. And we keep the windows open, fans running, so that there's circulation going and I won't get any smoke in my lungs. My family has been nothing but supportive to me. My dad was the one that painted all of the walls, all the cabinets and everything. And my mom helped me design everything. So it was a very proud moment of myself with my parents to have everybody kind of take care of my salon. And I appreciate and love everybody of my family so very much because of it. It was fun also bringing outside artists into my salon as well with my collage and everything. So I was very happy about that. I also like to support other community groups such as Wigs for Kids and Locks of Love. So here at Cut Above, we cut off a large amount of hair for people in need of wigs and hair pieces. Another thing I love to do is theater makeup. I love to do it on my clients around Halloween time. I take the whole month of October and dedicate it to just strictly theater makeup. So gore, fairies, unicorns, princesses, whatever you want, you can have your jaw coming off or something, but I love that, and I practice on myself, and I scare my mother every night with it. Another thing about me is that I'm a spiritual medium, and I've known that I've had the gift ever since I was born. I always knew I was different and unique from other kids of my age, but I didn't know what, so I kind of suppressed that feeling and didn't accept it. And it wasn't until I got into cosmetology school that I really opened up with my spirituality. And I was honored enough to be able to read 10 of my classmates in like a short amount of time. And ever since then, the feeling that I had, it was very, very heartwarming for me to give them their readings and messages from their loved ones. So I wanted to do that as a profession as well, and now I do that as a profession on the side. For people with CF who are just wondering about what careers they want to do and how they want to do it, I would say go with your dreams and do what you can do, because this is the life that you want to live. You want to be happy. So yes.